Mr. John Reed.
That second spot you had for him creates problems. I really think that.
Well, here's what I got. I got 55 governors coming in Saturday. We need a Republican governor to be the assistant to Ferris Brown. We'll have two Democratic governors watching them. We're trying to hold them down to get them to do the job, and that's the only one we can find. We got Smiley from Idaho, but Smiley said he would have taken it a few weeks ago, but now he's got a bunch of law practice, and he wants to practice law, and he doesn't want to be traveling all over the United States at these briefings. We've been in 20 states now. And I swear I don't see how a man going to the state of Nevada and all around, never appearing in the paper and never getting anything and being an assistant to somebody, is going to hurt in a political race. But you know better than I do, and I sure want to.
It's out of goody night.
No, I haven't, but he's not governor, is he? I thought he was lieutenant governor. I guess he was.
Tonight, former Governor Lane Swinell of
CDC in California, and they want us to stop the bombing. The California Democratic Council.
Oh yeah, that's.
What do you know about this trip up there the other night where all your senatorial people? Did you see the star, the Post story of the morning? Was that true? They had a big story saying that the ones went up to the dinner the other night, Kennedy's dinner, the Senate Democrats that are up for election this year didn't want to be associated with the president. You ought to read that because that's significant. I don't want to run out on anybody. But I'd really rather have some other people myself than some of those. And I'm prepared to. I don't want to get crossways with the committee, but I'm prepared to show a little interest otherwise. And your lady cut me a little bit, said I didn't do anything but run around with Margaret Smith while I was up in Maine. I thought I did more. What had we done that offended her?
Well, what happened was that your advance people went out there before I got up to the and they announced that no Democrat could not hold on, could not sit on the platform, Lewis to make a speech. Because that meant that all of the most Democratic candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Republican candidate.
Yeah.
Happened to be all for office.
Yeah.
Planted.
Yeah.
And by the time I got there, he was before, this is well up in the office.
Yeah.
Or how he needed his vote.
Or how he needed his vote.
I ran that Senate for a long time, you know, with a 49-48 vote.
And Payne gave you a vote once.
Yes, she did, and she gave them to me a good many times when I had to have them. I wouldn't have passed the first civil rights bill. She had to give me the vote. She and Jack Kennedy and Johnny Pastore agreed to go along with me on the amendment I had to have to ever break through the past. We never would have had a civil rights bill. But there are the problems. Would it change things any if I got a firm commitment out of him that he wouldn't run, wouldn't go back, stay out of Maine? I'd get him to write me a letter. Say, now, I'm going to be out here talking to all these governors, but I sure don't want to be, you know, what you're using the place for politics. And
trouble is, he'd leak that out.
That he had agreed.
No, that we had.
You think he does want to come back?
I would think he might. This is a real shock. What we're trying to do is get him into some place that he's satisfied.
Wonder if we could use this congressman that we talked about. Is he good enough for this?
Tupper?
Yeah.
Tupper's a lot more involved.
He just doesn't know the governors, I guess. Okay, you just plain don't think it's wise.
Not at this point.
Okay, all right, that's good.
Yeah.
Be good if he'd do it. Would he do it?
Well, I could not.
Yeah, you drop me a little note and tell me this, and I'll see what he says. I'll try to call him tomorrow if you'll send it down by messenger. Thank you. Ed.